Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Yes. First post show in a while. Yesterday, we were just so slammed catching up from me being sick last week. And obviously, we didn't last week because I was sick last week. Some things to update you on. We did a draft last week of our favorite childhood snacks. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Again, I got sick, so we weren't able to update it. Do you know who... Do you guys know who won?
No, we don't.
No idea.
So, winner doesn't matter because it's just a loser has to do something humiliating. And the humiliation was the loser had to put a picture of themselves sucking their thumb with no explanation. That's it. Nothing written in the body of their...
No caption.
Nothing. It's full thumb suck on. So, winner doesn't matter. But I get to the loser. And number one, our favorite childhood snacks with the Hot Pockets, Pringles, and Capri Sun. That was me. 31%.
You won.
Ooh, nice.
But you won, it doesn't matter.
It's okay, though, but
it's
you
mostly
won.
Like I survived.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang it. I feel like I lost it because I said Crustables instead of Uncrustables. I didn't even know the name of my dumb product.
Well, but yours, though, Eddie, I'll read your list, was Easy Cheese, pretty good, Fruit Roll-Ups, and Crustables, but I think people would have known the difference.
Okay, but they're Uncrustables.
Okay. At number two, with Pop-Tarts, Twinkies, and Animal Crackers, was Lunchbox.
Whoa, yes! I didn't feel that strong about my team, but I made it. I'm good. Thank you.
You survived.
Woo!
And number three. Bagel Bites.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah!
Lunchables and Squeeze-Its. Raymundo. You survived, Ray. Pat himself on the back.
Get that thumb, boo!
So, either Morgan or Ray is going to be sucking their thumb on.
It's not good. Morgan does not lose the drafts.
Yeah,
so, 100%, I'm going to be sucking my thumb on social media.
I mean, I felt really good about my team.
Well, I mean, if you won or you survived, one of you is only 4th of 5. Yeah. So, I mean,
oh my gosh.
Okay, well, I'll read you Morgan's team real quick: Gushers, Dunkaroos, and Flavor Ice, or as I like to call it, the team diabetes.
It's all sugar.
I did eat a lot of sugar growing up.
And then Eddie has Easy Cheese, Fruit Roll-Ups, and Crustables. Who do you think finished last, Amy?
Well, first of all, with Eddie...
Because they didn't know the names, remember? Yeah, there were no names on these.
I know, but it's... The thing is Uncrustables. Crustables is not a thing.
That'd be disgusting.
Totally.
You only get the crust.
So, I feel like people were confused by that one, and Eddie
I would think they knew what it was, though.
Maybe they thought it was a typo.
I had never even heard of what Eddie said. The Uncrustables or Crustables, I had never heard of them in my life.
Oh, Ray eats them.
And then Easy Cheese, I didn't know what that was until you explained it to me.
Spray cheese.
No, yeah. When you explained it to me, yes, I wouldn't know it by the name. So Eddie's is just not name recognizable. I think his team was bad, but I don't think Morgan's was very good either.
Rude.
Well, one of you had 18%. In fourth, and one of you had 5% in fifth.
Oh, my.
Wow.
That
is
so no chance.
Drastic.
Yeah, no chance. The loser is Eddie.
I knew it.
Yeah, because people were like, Crustables, what the?
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm going to have to okay the picture.
What do you mean? Like, how could it not be okayed?
Well, but you could do a lot of stuff. You could be, like, looking cool. Yeah, kind of biting you.
That's funny.
Yeah, like hey. No. Yeah.
It's just sucking my thumb.
Yeah, yeah. I need it to be full baby Huey.
Oh, God.
Okay?
Okay, and 24 hours, and then I can delete it?
Did we say that,
keep
Mike?
Keep it up.
Oh, we didn't say 24 hours?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm not keeping that thing.
So before we leave today, we're going to
do not?
It.
Memories.
And I'll tell you what, you can only do it for 12 hours if you let Lunchbox suck your thumb.
Oh.
That's not a bad idea.
I'm not going to
stick my thumb in Lunchbox's mouth?
Yeah.
That's good, Bones. I like it.
For only 8 hours if you suck his thumb.
No, we'll do the 12 hours. No. Let's leave.
But Lunchbox, why is he being punished?
No, Amy, I'm not going
to
do it.
Do it.
I don't have to do it. You're crazy.
What do you think?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, there's the first thing.
Okay.
Because I've been working on getting that on the air for a little bit. There's the results. Morgan, let's talk about our Instagram page because we had talked about this. It's now been updated as far as like the link.
Yeah, so if you go to it, you can, like, if you hit our link in bio, it literally says full game videos. You click it, they're all right there. Perfectly accessible now.
Go look. We had a whole conversation just trying to appease some of the listeners that were upset about it. So if I go to Bobby Bones Show, boom, link in bio, go to the link tree, boom, listen live, bobbybones.com, listen to the podcast, full game videos, rock and roll.
And they're all right there. You can't just link one, but you can link all the YouTube in there. You can watch every game video that we put up there.
Yeah, pretty good. Good job. Look at it now. I wonder how much money the company makes off our YouTube. Do you have any idea?
Yeah.
You do? Is it pretty good?
Yeah, it's a lot.
It is.
I don't know where it goes, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't either.
Dang.
I don't.
Well, maybe we should stop going YouTube.
Huh?
If we're not getting cut in on it, what's the point?
You do get cut by getting paid a salary. Like, that's how they, whatever they make.
That's your cut.
They figure out the, then they pay. So that would be a cut.
Yeah. I don't agree with that.
Yeah, stop showing up to work. See how that goes.
Yeah, show them what's up.
Show them.
Really stick it to them.
Yeah.
Well, if you'll just bore out my face in YouTube videos.
That would be hilarious.
Just edit him out.
Until he gets mad. He's like, take me out of the videos. I don't want to be in. I don't give my consent. Speaking of that, there's a little drama here where Lunchbox is up to that Eddie's using his, okay, he's saying name, image, and likeness. Because I did the NIL deals with the Arkansas players.
Yeah.
Where you can now hire, but Lunchbox is saying now Eddie's stealing his name, image, and likeness.
Yeah, Eddie is now using my name, image, and likeness to make money, and I'm not getting compensated for it. So I had to do a video for a client, and Eddie just took it and put it on his reels and didn't. And so I'm like, hey, yo, you can't just take my videos, my mess ups, and put them on your reels without giving me compensation.
Let me see here.
That's just taking my name, image, and likeness and using it for your financial benefit.
Well, you only got. Is this a reel, Eddie?
It's a reel, yeah. So I get paid for that.
We have 2,000 comments. Or no,
2,000 comments?
No, 2,000 likes.
Oh, no, but the views are way more than
that.
Yeah,
but I can't see the views.
I can tell you how many views he got.
Oh, can you?
Oh, yeah, I can.
Hold on.
Yeah, I can.
It's not very many. You didn't do a very good job.
Well, there's 2,000 likes, 71 comments, but it doesn't say anything about views.
I'll show you.
You should be able to see the views on the reels page,
you
not
guys
on the
can
feed.
See all my
he has 53,000 views.
That's pretty good.
That's really good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's a payday, my friends.
Well, yeah. So you got to pay me.
That's better than I thought.
So what we're going to do is you can give me 75% of what you made off that reel, or we can take it down. Which one you want
to
do?
Or you could take me to court to take it down.
We can do that.
This could be a good people's court segment.
Hold on. New message, HR.
Right. To the company or
Instagram? Are you just writing the words HR and hope it goes to somebody?
No, it's HR Communications.
God, I would love for you to do that.
I have a question. So do you give... Eddie a cut of the fee you got for doing that video because he did the video? And
no, that's his job.
Scuba
that's
Steve,
true.
My man.
No, that's true.
I'll just walk away.
No. Lunch, you're right because that is his job.
That is his job.
His job is to make sure this show makes money through video.
Yeah, and the company, and that's his salary. That's what he gets paid for.
Now, if you did that, if you were doing it for something non-company related,
correct,
and he shot it, yes, he would get paid to do the actual shooting.
So, yeah, you can walk away, Scuba, because you got housed right there.
Well,
that's what happened.
Now that I'm on Eddie's Scuba. Instagram, non-company related, 5 days ago he posted a picture of me wearing a Sore Losers hat using my image and likeness.
Guys, we can't get into that.
Oh, no, that's different. That's just
now
a picture
I can't
of you.
Pictures of people?
That's just a picture of you.
Come on, guys.
This was something I was doing for the company, and then he doesn't even tag me. He doesn't make me a
I tagged you.
You're not. He didn't tag him.
No, you didn't.
It's in there. It's tagged.
Oh, not in the video, though.
Okay, so.
Okay, whatever.
Eddie, how much do you make from a video?
Like, ooh, I can't disclose that. I would love to disclose that publicly, Bones, but I can't. I will just say that it's.
Morgan, what do you think he makes for a 50,000 view video?
Not a lot. Maybe like $10.
Hey, yeah,
maybe.
Lunchbox, would you accept $3 from
no.
Eddie?
Well, then there
you
go.
What do you want? That's the percentage.
75%. It's my, without me, like here's his thing. He's making reels, but he doesn't do anything. He just films.
But this is what I would say is that we all can shoot pretty much anything in the studio, period, anyway, and post it regardless.
Yeah.
The video is really funny.
Regardless who's in it.
and it's in the studio.
Eddie.
And it's part, what was he doing in the video? Messing up?
Oh, dude,
no,
great.
Just the caption.
Have you not watched it,
messing up.
You want
but
it?
Eddie captioned it.
Do you have the audio of it?
Yeah.
Do you have to dub it in or can you play it from there?
I got it right here.
Okay.
But the what he wrote on the video is, this is my friend Lunchbox. He is a professional broadcaster.
Well, that's part of the video, right?
Oh, you say that?
I think so.
Oh, okay, I listen to things. Okay, sorry.
All right, Ray, can you play it?
Yep.
Go ahead.
This is my friend Lunchbox. He is a professional broadcaster.
Hey, it's Lunchbox from the Bobby Bones Show. Are you looking for... Hey, it's Lunchbox from the Bobby Bones Show. Are you looking for a new career? Kelly Services... Hey, it's Lunchbox from the Bobby Bones Show. Are you looking to start... a new career. And they have immediate openings for assemblers. Your pay starts at 18. Hey, it's Lunchbox from the Bobby Bones Show. Are you looking to start a new career? Kelly Services is partnering with a and they have immediate openings for assembler. Assemblers. Hey, it's Lunchbox from the Bobby Bones Show. Are you looking to start a new career? Let Kelly Services help you and get a great job for you. Information apply. Went too fast at the end. Let Kelly Services help you find a great job that works for you. Click on the link below for more information and apply today.
Yeah!
Take two.
That's how you
were you doing a prompter?
Well, yeah, the prompter sometimes would go really slow, so I would get to the spot and it'd be like, I'd be waiting, so I'd have to start over. Or then he sped it up and it was going too fast where I couldn't get
the
warning.
You think he was sabotaging the prompter?
Yes.
Just for the video,
like,
maybe.
And then he was like, oh, hold on, let me get a video. I'm gonna put this on a reel.
His reel thing is annoying. He's always shooting reels and trying to
make I'm making money.
You're more annoying than the $6 you make.
But this video is
You don't
funny.
Know how much I make.
It's funny.
You don't make very much, I
You're
promise
guessing
you.
Guessing $6. It's not it.
I'm like guessing. Morgan just told me.
Morgan doesn't know my bankroll.
Morgan just made me based on what she makes, based on the videos that she does.
She's got less followers than me.
I also have more views than you.
A lot more views than you.
Debatable.
She puts up creative stuff.
Oh, how good is that video? People loved it.
50,000 views is pretty good for something Eddie puts up.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, where do we stand on this? I don't think that... Oh, if we have to do Judge Bobby, I need to go to my chambers for a second.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Judge Bobby.
Because
you
both have to commit to it being Judge Bobby, or you guys can just fight about it. But if you both commit and you decide to accept the verdict, then that verdict stands and you guys can't argue about it anymore.
Huh.
Meaning, if I side with Eddie, Lunchbox, you got to shut up about it and you can never bring it up. If I side with Lunchbox, Eddie, you have to do it. But that's the risk, but it will be ended.
Judge, while you're doing your chambers, then can we talk about it for a second? Why don't we just settle out of court?
I told you 75%.
No. Realistically.
No. Like, my content is what got you paid, not anything you did.
But your commercial got you paid, and I helped you get you paid.
No, you didn't. You did your job.
I'm going to give you like 30 more seconds, or we can just ignore the whole thing and you guys can keep fighting about it.
Well, they're fighting. I have a question for Judge Bobby, because whatever your verdict, is that the new precedent?
No.
Or is it case by case?
Well, it depends if there's something slightly different. It has to be approached again in a different way.
Okay.
Meaning if it was shot outside of the studio, I'd probably think about it a little differently because it wasn't in a place that is...
I don't like that you started all this by saying my reels are annoying. I feel like
I've said that for weeks. It's not about this. They're so annoying.
But I feel like that's
now you're always like trying to shoot something to make $4.93, but it's so annoying all the time. You're always like, let me get a little secret shot here.
Yeah, I'm always thinking how I can come up with another video.
But why don't you think about things that actually would matter, like things for the show that are much bigger?
I do that.
That was pretty funny, though.
I do that.
The lunchbox.
And it made the post show.
It did go on the show.
It's pretty good,
but
huh?
But I'm saying not just this example, all the examples. But yeah. I like it. You're doing your thing.
Thanks, man. But you think it's annoying.
What we can do is we can say, if you guys want to do this, we can save it for the show. We can do it as a real bit, and I'll come up with an answer like on TV court shows.
Yeah, I'd rather save it.
Where you don't go to jail, but somebody does lose, and you've agreed that that's the end of it.
I would like the judge to retire to his chambers and come back with a verdict maybe tomorrow or the next day.
Well, Eddie has to agree to go to court, too.
Because, you know, like a jury, they don't...
But you can also present your case.
A jury doesn't just come out and say, oh, right after the trial's done, they have to go back and look at all the evidence and think about it.
But I haven't heard the evidence yet. I want to really hear and give you guys like a little time on the clock. You'd have tonight to present, to figure out your case. But Eddie, if you win, he has to shut up and he can never bring it up again.
Yeah, I know. I just feel that you're already swaying your decision on already thinking they're annoying.
Maybe. But I'm a pretty good judge. I'm not going to sway anything. But they are annoying regardless if you want to
right.
lose.
See, you saying that over and over.
But I can separate that.
How would you feel if Bobby, if Eddie took your footage from a video he made for you?
And just put it up there.
I'm not giving that answer because I may be a judge in this case.
Oh. And then, Amy, you're not a lawyer. Be quiet, please.
Eddie, what are you going to do? Well,
I haven't decided yet, Bones. I would really like to settle out of court. I would love that.
Lunchbox, you want to settle out of court?
No, I'd rather go to court.
For 75% of the profit?
For 75. But Lunchbox, is it 75% forever? Because
It's in perpetuity.
He could go 75% now and you make nothing and he keeps getting videos and views. Or he can go 75% of what he's already gotten from them, which is nothing.
And what do you mean? You don't know that.
Of this video, you've gotten nothing.
If we settle out of court, I would have to disclose the amount of money I've made on this video.
So far, but I want it in perpetuity. Every time that
well, what's perpetuity?
That's the word I like.
What
that's
is it?
Forever. Yeah. Every time that video gets a view and you make a cent off that video, I get a portion of it. Sort of like if you were selling this marker right here, every marker you sold, I want 10 cents from each
this
marker.
This fool thinks that video is going to be making money for the next 5 years.
You never know. Like, it could. It could absolutely be something viral.
What if it takes off?
Don't jiggle.
Wiggle.
Yeah, that guy's banking now. He's a journalist, a British journalist.
Huh.
And now he's got a song. That's a massive song on the radio now and streaming. Jiggle,
so jiggle. That could it this rolls.
Could be that somebody
recording
can make
a lunchbox. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So you let me know what you want to do because what happens is if that blows up, he could then really sue you in real life.
He wouldn't. He would not.
He would.
Eddie, I need an answer. What do you want to do?
Yes,
you
want to
forget it, move on with life, and let you guys just be mad about it? Do you want to go to court? What do you want to do?
I can't.
I say we
go to court.
Go to court.
Go to court. I don't care what you do.
No, I don't think I stand a chance in court.
Then that means you're a loser and you know you're
judge,
doing wrong.
No, the judge. Exactly.
That means you know you're doing wrong.
I know what county I'm being judged on.
I'm as fair as can be.
Nah, we're in the wrong county. Let's do it in a neutral zone.
He's neutral Nelly.
No.
I mean, that is my
He's already labeled my reels as annoying.
But that's regardless. They're annoying. I don't care. They've been annoying for months.
I want a new judge.
Okay, so nothing. Lunchbox, feel free to be mad.
Thank you.
Do whatever you want.
Thank you.
I win. No. He's going to be mad. Okay, cool.
All right, we'll just make sure. I'll give you some little things you can enforce on him that he didn't know what's coming. All right. Movie Mike's Movie Podcast has Baz Luhrmann on it, which is Baz Luhrmann. He did
Moulin Rouge.
Yeah, he did Moulin Rouge. He did the Elvis movie, which is why Mike interviewed him. Mike, what's the clip I'm going to play here?
Oh, him talking about whenever Tom Hanks got COVID, like that shut down the entire world, shut down their production for 6 months.
They were doing that production then?
Yeah,
that was long ago?
Yeah.
Wow. This Elvis movie with Austin Butler, Eddie says is really good.
Really good.
And Baz Luhrmann's the director, and here's a clip of Baz Luhrmann.
We lost the movie. There was the COVID. There was not being able to hold the cast together. I used the time to reconstruct the beginning of the film. I rang Tom and I said, Tom, you know, I don't think if we wait, the movie will come back because there's too many elements falling apart. And very bravely, he said, well, look, if I come back, do you think you can get it done by Christmas? And I said, yes. And he came back. It was the smoothest shooting we ever had. I mean, I came in on time and under budget.
So check it out. It's an awesome get for your movie podcast. Yeah. Did you talk about anything else other than the Elvis movie?
No, that was it.
Oh, never mind. It's okay then. I didn't get sad on it. I was like, yeah, I'm curious. That's pretty cool. There's a picture of me on my Instagram last night. My wife and I went to dinner, and I have a drink in my hand. And people are like, oh, look, you drinking now? It's a mocktail. I'm a mocktail mom.
Yeah.
You know? You do that all the time.
I'm the mocktail mom. And here I come to town, I'm like, what kind of mocktail you got for me? And so it's not a drink. All the better in the comments, STFU, and just understand it's just a mocktail. Okay? Oh, look at you. Bad example. You always say don't drink. If I wanted to drink, I would drink, and you can suck on that too, but I don't. And it is what it is, a mocktail. the end. It's like picture two or three from dinner. We went to a really good dinner. We use Open Table a lot just to see, like, if we can get in somewhere. Meaning it's the app, and it's called Open Table. Any of the restaurants in town, like, you want to get in at 6:30? Well, let's see what's open. You click it. Gotcha. Boom, you're saved. So we were flicking around Sunday night, and she was like, there's this place called, dang it.
Union.
Church and Union.
Church and Union.
I think is what it's called. Is that what it is, Mike?
Are those the streets?
Maybe. Church Street.
Okay, and Union Street.
Maybe, yeah. And so she's like, we should go there, because we always look for new places that aren't that far away. And we booked it on Uber Eats early, and not Uber Eats, Open Table, and went over, and it was one of the best restaurant meals we had in forever. Really? It wasn't like super expensive or anything. And so I think it was $2 signs on the app.
Out of what? What is that? Out of four?
Four or five.
Mm.
And so I never post pictures of restaurants. But we were like, holy crap, this is like the greatest meal we've had in forever. And so I even took some of the steak home last night.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, it rarely happens.
Did you ask them for A1?
Yeah. And they were a little insulted.
But they brought it to you?
I just feel like even if they're not insulted, I feel like they're insulted.
Yeah.
And I had my steak cooked medium rare. Oh, no, medium well. And so it was awesome. So if you ever come to Nashville, that's a great place to go and get food. We've only ever been once, but it's up there. Scotty McCreery is having a baby. Just announced.
Mm.
Don't everybody react at once.
Congratulations.
Well, I kind of had a feeling.
Why?
Because when we were at the iHeart Country Festival in Austin, we had a little like party with their record label, and he came
wasn't
in.
Drinking
and,
all in?
You know, he immediately came and grabbed a drink, and his wife was like, oh, is there any water?
She grabbed one, he slapped out of her hands. And that's what I got a feeling something's
like,
up.
That's weird, huh? Like, he comes in, right, goes for the drink table, and she goes, oh, sorry, can I have a water? And I was like, huh, interesting. Maybe she doesn't drink, but that doesn't seem normal.
I don't think I'd have thought twice about it.
No, not at all.
You held on to that, huh?
Yeah, I did.
Surprised that wasn't a country music secret from Raymundo.
Yeah.
Secret.
Damn straight.
Hey, Ray. Couple things. You say a country artist about to drop a solo project. Is this a secret? You going to do another secret here?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, go ahead.
Here it is.
Raymundo's country music secrets.
So this artist broke up with their band. I don't want to say he or she, maybe 5 months ago, maybe more recent, but within that window.
Is it Brian Kelly? He's in a solo project?
No.
Because okay. That's
Space Cowboy.
Okay. No, it's a different one. Oh. And that's Beach Cowboy.
Yeah. My bad.
But that's not even that. I think he's doing a different one. Yeah.
And this artist is working with Morgan Wallen's producer.
Oh, is it the Runaway June girl?
Dang it.
Oh, yeah. That's not news.
So I think the album and I think her career is going to start. We're talking meteoric.
Okay.
Who, Naomi?
Yeah.
Why do you think meteoric?
Just people that have heard the songs say they're absolute heaters.
They said those words?
Yeah.
Huh.
But they couldn't let me listen to them, but they were in the studio at the time, so.
Well, good luck.
Yep.
That's not a secret. That's the first country music secret. I was like, that's not a secret.
Yeah, we knew that she left the band.
Yeah.
But that she's coming out with a solo project.
That's why she left the band.
She left the band. She didn't leave the band to retire.
She didn't leave the band to be a plumber.
But did you know that she was coming with Morgan Wallen's producer?
But what's his name?
Morgan Wallen's the biggest in country music.
But again, this producer's not singing Morgan Wallen songs. And there are massive producers that are working on also people's projects that don't do that well.
True.
Yeah. But I'm not saying it's not. I don't know.
Did you all know the song was going to be a heater?
No, sometimes I get on a heater on DraftKings, but I don't ever get on song heaters.
Okay.
Yeah. But how do you know it's going to be a heater if you couldn't hear it?
The person told me that
everybody says that about
every song. Well, they know my taste of music. I love the
I only like Vacation Part 2 and nothing else. That's the only heater I've heard in 6 months. Vacation Part 2, and I want nothing else but that, okay?
Yeah.
If it ain't that, I ain't a heater.
Featuring Abby Lee Anderson?
Mm-hmm. That's a freaking heater, though, Ray. I'm be honest. Summertime.
Vacation Part 2, we're gone. Feeling just right, so high, like this blue sky.
It's called Summer. Oh, that's at the end. Go ahead. All day just chasing thunder. Bring your little buzzed up smile. Lay back crazy, going wild. Some country fun in the country song. Yeah, we got it covered. That's how we summer. Is in here, you're so Gucci, you sizzle like fireworks, coming right out of Charlie Daniels' office. Stop the song. You messed up your own part. Do it again. Ray's rapping along with his.
He's missing
the
it.
Wrong words.
Charlie Daniels.
Can you just do your part?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, your hubby sizzin' here, you're so Gucci, you sizzle. Like fireworks, you might out of Charlie Daniels' old fiddle. Like sunny side up, hickory bacon on my McGriddle. You're so fire, yeah, such a dime, make a Broadway boy wanna whistle.
Almost got it.
We changed a lot of lyrics redos.
Yeah.
What's with the horns up in there? Just threw it in for fun?
Yeah, I mean, maybe shout out to the Austin people.
Okay.
Maybe shout out to Austin people? Or for
real? However people take it.
Like, I don't know anyone else who would take it. No. Anyway. I think it's just for them, right?
Horns up.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like Vacation One a little better because it had more energy.
Yeah.
But this is still a vibe.
Man, this is a boat.
I like the vibe of Vacation. This is definitely a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying the song's better, but the vibe of Vacation One is... This is like... Hey.
Maybe Vacation One's like noon on the lake, but this one's more like sunset.
Yeah,
6:30,
that's what he said.
7.
Right, yeah. That's like the night version of that, right?
Yeah, beautiful.
It's a lot more laid back. I mean, it's not like an absolute banger party you're at. It's more relaxed. It's you, your wife, maybe a kid's along for the ride.
It's a warmer,
not a heater.
Not a heater. You know, yeah. It is what it is. It's a warmer.
Is this the summer jam that he'd been talking about?
Dear God. <Is it? laughs> Can you imagine he'd been playing this the whole time, just promoting a song he's about to be on?
No.
My wife said, hey, what's this picture? She showed me a picture. It was her. My wife took a picture with Eddie, and she was like, what's happening in this picture? And I was like, what do you mean? She goes, look. And she goes, look at the phone. She goes, zoom in on Eddie's phone. And Eddie's holding his phone. And Eddie's watching a UFC fight while at my shows this past weekend.
Streaming.
Why is Eddie watching wrestling on his phone while we're doing
the
show?
Not wrestling, by the way.
I said he's probably gambling on it.
Yes, I gamble on it every Saturday night.
Oh, my.
And you asked me to go to the show on Saturday. That's usually what I do. If I wasn't going to be at your show, I'd be at home watching UFC.
Every Saturday you watch it and gamble
every Saturday
on
it? Because if it's not like a pay-per-view one, I rarely pay for the pay-per-view ones, but every other Friday, Saturday, there's a fight night, and it's free on ESPN Plus. I pay for ESPN Plus, but it's free on there.
And what do you bet? Like buck a fight?
Like $10 a fight.
$10 a fight?
$10?
Yeah. Sometimes I parlay like three fights. And if I hit the three fights, if I pick the winner on all three fights, I can make like $200.
But have you ever done that?
One time.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's
fun. And your wife's cool? You bet the money?
My wife helps me. She's really good at picking fights.
It's really my money, but that's okay.
That's true.
That's my money.
You're making. Yep. You're gambling.
Why would
your
money?
Because you're doing my video. I'm surprised you didn't just film Bobby's show and put
it
on your
reel.
Why
don't you film the whole show and put it on your reel?
You guys are going to gang up on me now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good point, Lunchbox.
Thought that would be the reel.
So.
It's funny your wife posted that picture, though, because that picture was meant to just be sent to my wife. Like, where are you? Why are you not here? And then she posted it. That's why I had the face of like, ooh, why are you not here? Because it looked weird.
I wondered why your face was like that.
I know. It's very out of context.
Which, so, Eddie came out and we did a couple surprise songs as the Raging Idiots on my shows this past weekend. And so, I don't want to make Eddie come out and not pay him. So, I Venmo'd him some cash. Do you get to keep that money just to bet if you want? Or is that money that goes into the family pot?
Is that Venmo money? Well, here's the trick.
Do you have to tell her you get paid for that?
No, but here's the trick about Venmo. So, that's how we pay our babysitters. So basically, whatever I win, that's usually how I get paid on bets and gambling. Like if we do any kind of fantasy stuff, like it goes all to Venmo.
Would you rather me not pay Venmo?
No, it's fine. It's just that, like, I never really get to enjoy the money because it usually just goes out to babysitter.
So would you rather me not pay on Venmo?
No, it's all right. I mean, we've got to pay the babysitter somehow. Might as well be the gambling money.
It's all the same.
It's not all the same because if he isn't allowed gambling money because it's going to the places, he can't gamble. But if he has secret gambling money,
you know what I'm talking about.
It's not so secret if we're talking about it right now.
No, but trust me. Hey, I'll handle it.
I mean, you know how it goes.
Hey, I'll handle it.
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay, I think that's it. Oh, let me play this voicemail. Ray, can we play the one voicemail we didn't play today? It's number 4, Trevor from Murfreesboro.
First of all, went to your live show on Saturday, and it was awesome. I was actually on the second floor balcony right next to the stage, and you gave me a fist bump right whenever your show ended, and it was definitely the highlight of my year. My other question was, though, I didn't get to make it to the merch table, and I saw in some posts afterwards on social media that y'all actually had some show posters, and I was wondering if y'all are going to be selling those online, or what I can do to get my hands on one of those, because it would definitely be a great way to remember your show by.
I didn't know we were making Hatch prints and selling them at the show until I was at the show, and then they sold out immediately because we didn't make that many. So, no, but I'm going to do – we do not have dates, but I'm going to do a couple or a few more shows to really dial this thing in. And then once – so You don't have to come to the show. Just come by and get a hedge friend at the merch table. So, no, but I appreciate the really nice comments. We don't have any more. If we do, I'll check. I'll check with Morgan, number one. If we have any more, I'll try to reach out to you, Trevor. We have his number, right?
Yeah.
It's like in a database or something?
Yeah, I can try to find
it. Okay, I'll look. I doubt we do, but if we do, Trevor, you'll hear from us. But we're going to do a couple more shows. So that's that on that. All right. Mike, am I forgetting anything?
You're good.
All right, I'm good.
Some.
Make sure. COVID-19. Mike podcast preview. Don't object. All right, that's it. You guys have a great day. If you're looking to get my children's book, I would love it. Wasn't able to do any press. Have no idea how successful the book has been or not successful. I was sick last week. And if you're thinking about getting a good book for your kids with a great message, please go over to Amazon and get Stanley the Dog, The First Day of School. And that's that. I'm going to do, I think, probably next week, a live signing. Where what they do is they put a stack of books in front of me. I think I'm going to do it 50-50 at this point. And I just, you order it while I'm doing it, and then I sign it.
Oh, that's cool.
The actual book, and then we say, I don't really know how it works, that one. But I think that could happen next week, 50-50. So
that should be fun. Eddie may film it and put it on his reel.
I like that.
No, I will not. I won't.
But you can only use that joke like two more times. I'll give you two more of those before we're like, okay, Lunchbox, we get it.
I should have gone to court.
Yeah. Well, you still can. Let me know. All right, that's it. You guys have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.